Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, it's been a while since I've been away, but we are back right now with another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Ann Litt is DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. She joins us now once again. Hi, Ann.
Hey, Jeremy. It's great to be here.
And it is great to have you. And I know that you were, until recently, off the air for a while. What happened?
Well, I had a really bad ski accident back last winter, actually. Had a couple of surgeries, and it kept me off the air for really a sum total of 11 or 12 weeks, which has been a complete drag, but I am so happy to be back on the air now.
And we're happy to have you back, but also the music that you have brought us today has everything to do with the fact that you were unable to go about your normal routines because of your injuries.
It's absolutely true. And when you are in a situation where, you know, music is my life, it's what I do. But at the same time, when you're really recovering from a bad accident, for me, the BS factor was, you know, I became very direct. It either worked or it didn't work. And these are really the artists that kept me going and have me most excited about being back on the air.
Okay, well, let's get to some of them. This is the LA singer-songwriter Julia Holter, and this is called Feel You. Very interesting sound there. What do you like about this one?
Well, Julia Holter, I discovered through a few covers she does. She does a cover of Barbara Lewis's Hello Stranger, a great cover of Fleetwood Mac's Goldust Woman. And that was my first introduction into the music of Julia Holter. But she has this really dreamy chamber pop sensibility about what she's doing. And on this, her third album, she's putting her vocals up front in a way that she hasn't yet. She's sort of stepping up. But listening to this song, you feel like she's totally alone in a sea of people.
And when you say that this is the music that cuts through the BS and helps you through recovering from your injuries, what is it about this one in particular that does that?
Well, I think what cuts through it is, A, her great progress in songwriting and performance, and B, her truly, in her poetic, hazy, dreamy way, her total Southern California sensibility and the way she shares it. It really spoke to me as somebody who has all summer really felt alone in a sea of people.
Okay, well, let's get to another one of your picks. This is Superhumanoids, and this is called Norwegian Black Metal. Very poppy sound there.
It really has that 80s synth pop layering through the whole thing. And you know what's interesting about Superhumanoids is I've always thought of them as sort of a darker kind of sound, just overall. And I find this to be kind of blissed out, fun, you know, again, totally infused with Southern California. It's sort of the perfect end of the summer song to me, with a disco dance and underlaid with, you know, great drum machines, beats. It's fantastic.
And Superhumanoids is a group, by the way, that has been on the DJ sessions before. They've only been around for a couple of years. What else should we know about them?
Well, I think it's the same thing I believe about Julia Holter. They're a group that I've really seen evolve with every song, every record, and it gets me really excited to hear what's next from these guys. And I think on this album and on this song in particular, there's a slight sort of millennial existential crisis going on that I look forward to hearing the solution to.
Okay, well, up next we have Fool's Gold, and this is the song Wildflower.
Just like us, it's nice to think that you've landed somewhere close. You are unseen, and for me that's all I need to feel okay on a day that's lost in dreams.
Kind of a Hawaiian sound there. If they're from LA, I imagine they're spending some time hanging out at, what, Duke's in Malibu or something like that.
You're probably exactly right. What I really love about Fool's Gold is I find them, as much as this sounds Hawaiian and like Duke's in Paradise Cove, I find them to be truly unique. They fuse all these different styles and ideas. You know, one of the artists, or one of the members of Fool's Gold, is originally from Israel, and he often sings in Hebrew. In fact, the last song in this album is in Hebrew. They have heavy influences from Africa, especially in their beats and their rhythms. You don't hear it as much on this particular song, but at the same time, they are all born and bred Southern California, and that just infuses everything they do.
Yeah, they really are changing their sound here, right? Because some of their previous stuff does sound a lot more Afro-poppy.
Absolutely, and so does some of the music on this record. But what I think is that these guys are so soulful and so deep and so serious about music that they put all of those collective influences together and then kind of just let go. And this is what comes out.
Well, we have time for one more, Anne, and this is from the L.A. musician, another L.A. musician, Steven Bruner, who goes by Thundercat, and this is called Them Changes.
Nobody move, there's blood on the floor. And I can't find my heart. Where did it go? Did I leave it in the cold? So please give it back.
Sounds so familiar, like a song I've heard from, what, the 70s or something like that.
Yeah, there's completely jazz and funk, heavy influences on this. Thundercat, you might know from his work on two huge albums last year, at least one huge one for us, which is The Epic by Kamasi Washington, and the other one that's been huge nationwide, worldwide, Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a
Right.
Butterfly. He's been integral in those albums as well, so it's great after a couple of years to have Thundercat come back and really put himself out. You know, when you hear the beginning of that song, he says, "Nobody move, there's blood on the floor, and I can't find my heart." I just, that line devastates me every single time I hear it. And, you know, just bravo, Thundercat. I love this. It's called The Beyond Where Giants Roam.
Well, thank you for bringing us these songs from some L.A. artists today. Ann Litt, DJ at KCRW. We're glad you're feeling better, Ann, and back on the air. And thanks so much again for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now. You can also find us on Apple Music or at hereandnow.org.